Literal versus figurative meanings. When discussing American English idioms, or expressions, or sayings, it is very important to understand the difference between the literal and figurative meanings of a word or phrase. Literal has the same root as literary, which means related to a book. A literal meaning is a meaning that is by the book, that is, according to the dictionary meaning. This may be thought of as the direct or straight meaning. Figurative has the same root as figure, which is another word for a diagram, a display, an image, or illustration. A figurative meaning is a meaning that is not literal. The meaning used is not the meaning of the word or phrase itself, but a different meaning implied by it. This meaning is dependent on culture and history. This is the indirect meaning. For example, one expression for a bad excuse is, "The dog ate my homework." The reference is not usually to a child literally, that is, in reality, claiming that his homework was eaten by his family dog. This excuse is considered representative of all bad excuses, because it is very unlikely a dog actually ate your homework. Far more likely is that you, or the child, rather, was lazy and unmotivated and simply did not work hard enough to finish the homework on time. "The dog ate my homework," therefore, has a figurative meaning of making a ridiculous, bad excuse for failure. Words used in their figurative meanings like this are often called metaphors, because they point somewhere else for their true meaning. Expressions, because they express an idea without having to be literal and therefore slower. And sayings, because they are things people say to express ideas. However, a saying is usually a complete sentence. Metaphors and expressions can be smaller than a sentence. The figurative meaning is also the idiomatic meaning. Therefore, an idiom expresses the figurative meaning of a word or phrase. Thank you.